Welcome to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
Wednesday the 8th of January. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Wednesday's podcast. For those of you who noticed the mistake yesterday, it is definitely January and still not December. So well done if you spotted that one. A reminder this week of our vision for 2020 here at STC, which is Join Us for the Better Life. Bible reflections which help us consider how our 24/7 busy lives can be radically and practically changed as we engage with this better life that Jesus calls us to. Yesterday, how we spend our time, and we considered the up in out of our lives. Today, something really practical, and a step on from that, a reflection on work. Work can be defined in many ways. Perhaps the following two definitions are the most common. Firstly, physical or mental effort directed towards doing or making something. And secondly, this is the most common, paid employment at a job or a trade, occupation or profession. However we define it, we spend most of our waking time engaged in work. It's estimated that in the UK we will spend around 90,000 hours at work in our lifetime. That's over 3,500 days. So I hope these little facts help your working day just zoom along. Seriously, if we spend so much time at work, how can this better life of Jesus bring change to our working life, the one I engage with every day? So my faith is not just an hour on a Sunday in church, but it's a Monday to Saturday, a 24/7 reality. Well, Paul has some wise words to say about work. Remember, he was a part-time tent maker as well as an amazing theologian and church planter, so he really did know what he was talking about. He said this to the church in Colossae, chapter 3, verses 23 and 24, from the NIV Bible. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Last year, we engaged with the GROW project here at STC, 19 online modules over 12 months containing scriptures, articles, blogs, videos, and worksheets, all of which was there to help us grow as disciples of Jesus. In one particular module, we considered our calling as disciples. Let me remind you again of the words in the introduction to that module. It said this: for many, our identity is often found in what we do, or what we have, or what other people think of us. As his disciples, our identity is found only in Jesus and becoming like him. This is our true calling, our vocation. Work is such an important part of our lives, and we often think of work as a means to an end, to get what we need so we can do what we want. And our workplaces, therefore, are often overlooked when we think of our calling. Well, as a disciple of Jesus, I have found such a release to understand the difference between my occupation, the work I do, and my vocation, the godly calling upon my life. In my own life, since becoming a Christian, my paid occupation has changed from working in industry to being a student at theological college, being ordained, and finally working in the church. However, my vocation has never changed. I'm a child of God, looking to live out his better life every day, whether I'm in paid occupation or not. My work may change, perhaps a new career, maternity leave, homemaker, full-time carer, retired from full-time work. We may have times in life when we have no paid work at all. However, we always have a kingdom calling to fulfill. Your kingdom workplace may well be chatting with others at the school gates, listening to a friend at toddlers or a dad's group, sharing your faith at the seniors' coffee morning or on a ramble. You see, disciples of Jesus are never left unemployed. Knowing this distinction between occupation and vocation can be a great release and enable us to see that sharing our faith, it's something natural, an overflow of who I am, my vocation, rather than a task I must fulfill, my religious duty. Witness at work can be as simple as a friendly smile, a gentle encouragement, a genuine thank you, a get well soon card, a home-baked cake, especially on Monday mornings. First morning back after the weekend, just to see a home-baked muffin on your desk. Wow. You see, our workplaces can be the best place to share God's love. Because just imagine, if you weren't there, who would bring the presence of heaven to your colleagues? Again, a reminder from the Grow Project on calling said this: the church generally has lost its confidence in its ability to witness. We've been told a lie that nobody wants to listen to our God story anymore. It's not true. People do want to listen. Tricia and I are Christians because someone told us their God story. A colleague in my workplace and his wife became our friends. They're still our friends, our dear friends. And they witness to us, and the rest, as they say, is history. It works. I finish with these verses from Colossians, this time from the Message Bible. Do your best, work from the heart for your real master, for God, confident that you'll get paid in full when you come into your inheritance. Keep in mind always that the ultimate master you're serving is Christ. A prayer for today. Lord Jesus, thank you for my occupation, the gift of work, the opportunity to use my gifts and skills to in some way make a difference. And thank you for my vocation, my heavenly calling of being your child and sharing my faith through kindness. And I rejoice in them both today. Amen.
Every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you, oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.